வணக்கம். மீண்டும் என் பாட்காஸ்ட்டுக்கு வருகை. வெல்கம் பேக் டு மை பாட்காஸ்ட். டுடே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டூ லா 39 ஆஃப் தி 48 லாஸ் ஆஃப் ராபர்ட் கிரீன்ஸ், 48 லாஸ் ஆஃப் பவர். தம்பி சார், லா 39 படிங்க. வி நோ ரீட் லா 39.
ஸ்டர் அப் வாட்டர்ஸ் டு கேட்ச் ஃபிஷ். ஆங்கர் அண்ட் எமோஷன் ஆர் ஸ்ட்ராட்டஜிக்கலி கவுண்டர் ப்ரொடக்டிவ். யூ மஸ்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் ஸ்டே காம் அண்ட் அப்ஜெக்டிவ். But if you can make your enemies angry while staying calm yourself, you gain a decided advantage. Put your enemies off balance. Find the chink in their vanity through which you can rattle them and hold the strings.
இது வந்து you irritate the other guy to a point where he gets very angry and then you are at the advantage. இதில் ஃபேமஸ் இன்சிடெண்ட் வந்து பெங்களூரில் 1996 வேர்ல்ட் கப் குவார்ட்டர் ஃபைனல்ஸ் நடந்துட்டு இருந்தது. அந்த குவார்ட்டர் ஃபைனல்ஸில் வெங்கடேஷ் பிரசாத் வாஸ் போலிங் டு மேன் கால் அமீர் சோஹெல். அவனை 3-4 அடிச்சிட்டான். வெங்கடேஷ் பிரசாதுக்கு ஒரே கோபம், அவன் வந்து இன்னும் கோபம். ரெண்டு பேரும் ஹேட்ஸம். வெங்கடேஷ் பிரசாத் ட்ரான்ஸ்ஃபர் தி ஏங்கர் டு அமீர் சோஹெல். ஒரு 4 அடித்து நீ போய் பொறுக்கின்வாடா பாலன்னு காட்டுவான். அண்ட் லாட் ஆஃப் ஹார்ட் அண்ட் ஹீ ரியலி காட் அமீர் சோஹெல் எக்ஸைட்டட். அமீர் சோஹெல் காட் ஸோ எக்ஸைட்டட். அடுத்த பால் வந்து என்னன்னு தெரியறதுக்கு முன்னாடி கண்ணை மூடின்னு வீச பார்ப்பான், போல்ட் ஆகிடுவான். எண்ட் ஆஃப் தி டே பாகிஸ்தான் விச் வாஸ் க்ரூசிங் அட் தட் டைம் கொலாப்ஸ்ட் அண்ட் லாஸ் தட் மேட்ச். தட் இஸ் அ வெரி கிளியர் வே ஆஃப் கெட்டிங் இரிட்டேட்டட். பாகிஸ்தான்லேயே இன்னொருத்தர் இருந்தான், ஜாவேத் மீர்ந்தாதுன்னு. அவன் இதில் ஃபேவர்டு. அவனை கண்டாய் நம்ம ஆளுங்களுக்கெல்லாம் பயம். ஹீ வில் கீ அப் அண்ட் ஹீ வில் மேக் அவர் கைஸ் ஆங்கிரி அண்ட் நர்வஸ் பை டூயிங் லாட் ஆஃப் ஆன்டிக்ஸ். வைல் ஹீ இஸ் காம் ஹீ வில் புட் அவர் கைஸ் அண்டர் ப்ரெஷர் and our guys will get into trouble. See, he got once Chetan Sharma, he put so much pressure on Chetan Sharma. Sharja la last ball la full toss potu sixer stanga. Ippo vandu T20 la adu romba common Dhoni ku apra. But the, we are talking about 1990s. Last ball la six adikiradhungiradhu romba kashtam. It's normally in a one day match the side which is defending six ball, 6 runs of the last ball will win. அவன் அடித்து ஜெயிச்சிருவான். தட் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஹீ ஜீட் அப் சேத்தன் சர்மா இன் டு போலிங் அ ஃபுல் டாஸ். ஸோ அதே வந்து பாகிஸ்தானுக்கு நம்ம இந்தியன் ஆஃப் ஸ்பின்னர் ராஜேஷ் சௌஹான் மொத்த ரிட்டர்ன் த ஃபேவர் பை ஹிட்டிங் எ பாகிஸ்தானி போலர் ஃபார் த லாஸ்ட் பால் 6. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் வெரி காமன் அக்கரன்ஸ் இன் ஸ்போர்ட். பட் திஸ் கேன் ஹேப்பன் ஆல்சோ இன் ட்ரேடிங். People get so wild. They are not willing to accept their mistakes or accept that their trades have gone wrong. In trading, you have to cut your losses and wait. But nambalunga enna panuvaanga, average pandren, un average panni, average panni. End of the day, you'll have nothing. Ipo recenta vandu Archie Ghosh nu irukku family office vandu. He did this kind of thing with a media company via Viacom and oda company la. He took credit derivatives positions. He got wiped out and he put Credit Suisse also in trouble. SoftBank is also very famous for this. And SoftBank is in serious trouble today, to a point where he has to sell everything he owns in Alibaba. So sport, trading, investing, all is very common. Two of the greatest investors I know are Buffett and Soros. They know exactly how to stay calm and when to cut the losses. இது வந்து மாஸ்டர் கிளாஸ். அண்ட் அவன் என்னென்னா ஒரு ப்ளே புக் வச்சுருப்பான். அந்த ப்ளே புக் என்னன்னு எல்லாருக்கும் தெரியும். வேறு ஆளாலையும் அதை பண்ண முடியாது. அந்த ப்ளே புக்கை திரும்பி திரும்பி அவன் பண்ணி காட்டினே இருப்பான். ஸோ கெட்டிங் தி அதர் கை இமோஷ்னல் and tense is a great advantage in politics and in economics, trading, in all walks of life. So the idea is, if you get the other guy irritated and tensed and angry, you will definitely, he'll make a mistake and you can catch him. This is a classic case. Nee solluga Vinod sir.
This is absolutely true answer solladhu, but there's a small thing in this to remember. There's a reversal to this law. Book la and example enna kodukkarana, Alexander the Great and the Phoenician capital city pathi pesara. Alexander Great, after conquering the Orient, comes to mount an assault on the Phoenician capital, Tyre, I think the name was. So when he's assaulting the city capital, he comes to assault it. They send out ambassadors to Alexander, saying they'll recognize him as their emperor, but won't allow his forces to come inside the capital and siege the city. This gets Alexander very angry, and he mounts a siege. For 4 months, he tries to get into the city, and the city holds out. And his army is not able to enter the city. So finally, he says, okay, doesn't matter. Let me just sign an agreement with them, and they anyway enter my territory. Doesn't matter about entering the city. At that time, these guys get overzealous. They think, okay, this guy is useless. This is Alexander the Great. They tell this guy, get lost. We withdraw our agreement, and they kill off his messengers who come into the city bearing his message, his offer. This enrages Alexander. Then he decides, Savadam Boringa. And he goes on full assault. And his army, he sends his full force of his army in. And within days, the city falls. And he burns the city to the ground, the capital city. And he sells all the people, occupants of the city, as slaves. So there's an old English saying, let sleeping dogs lie. Nana, be always aware. When you decide to wake up a giant or an animal, you do not know the consequences of it. So be prepared that you have studied your enemy before you decide to rattle his cage.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. In Tamil Nadu, MGR wanted only one minister padavi and small things. Karunanidhi didn't want to give it to him, thinking that MGR will finish him off.
Correct.
And he played into the hands of the communists, who showed MGR that he is the real power. And they broke the DMK into two. And MGR kept Karunanidhi waiting for 13 years. And Karunanidhi had to wait for 13 years before he could become chief minister. That he put up with 13 years is a great thing himself. That's part another law. But Thevallam, MGR, Pahachindadila, he had to spend a long time in...
Correct. If he had just treated MGR fairly at the time and given him something, and let his ego be stroked, they wouldn't have ran into the problems they ran into.
Yeah, this is the same thing.
This is also true with Congress, the way they dealt with Indira Gandhi after the death of Nehru.
Yes.
And all these old bastions who were friends of Nehru became nobodies.
So this is true at all times. And it keeps happening. It happens in all things we explain to you in sport, we explain in business, I have done in politics. I'm sure it has happens in corporates also. So pick an enemy whom you can fight. You pick a man bigger than your size. And if you don't finish him off quickly, he will get to you. The best example of this is the attack at Pearl Harbor. Because they couldn't finish off the entire fleet, and they allowed the Americans to get out with their warships, the Americans came back with a vengeance and destroyed the Japanese.
Finally dropping atomic bombs on them.
Finally dropping the atomic bomb. If Japan had not attacked Pearl Harbor, the Americans would have had no excuse to come into the war directly.
No, yes, even Roosevelt could not convince the American Congress to join the war.
Yes.
They wanted to stay neutral and they wanted to stay out of it.
Yes, and he just wanted to give them moral support.
Correct, and it supply arms.
Yeah.
Like what pretty much is happening with Ukraine right now.
Yeah. But the attack on Pearl Harbor was one of the biggest mistakes.
Yeah, it's very true.
You need to pick up an enemy of your size.
Correct, and you should study your enemy. And another important thing he talks about in the book, about this law is also, be ready to accept your losses. In that, to explain that, he talks about a story of a monkey and a bee. How a monkey is sitting and eating a fruit. And this bee comes and tells the monkey, you better give me the fruit, otherwise I'm going to sting you. And takes the fruit from the monkey. Monkey swats the bee and tells it to get lost. The bee gets really enraged and very angry at the monkey and goes stings the monkey really hard. And when it stings, it unable to withdraw its, what you call...
the fangs.
The fangs. And it breaks off, killing the bee. So the bee ends up losing its life while just inflicting a small wound on the monkey. Nor does it get the fruit, nor does it do anything to the monkey, and ends up losing its life. So he says, when you do enrage and you do get into a fight, be prepared for the losses also. Are you palatable for the losses?
That's true. So you have to pick your enemy and you have to find him at his weakest moments. But if you let him escape, he is going to come back and get you.
Yes, Anand will always tell me that every dog has its day, don't worry. Anytime I am feeling down and out, Anand will tell me that every dog has its day. That you might lose a battle, but don't lose the war.
Yes.
Always keep your cool, keep your calm and be composed. No matter how much people try to instigate you, never let your emotions overpower you. Also, that applies, the law applies in reversal to yourself. Never allow your emotions to get the better of you. Because there's nothing that can good can come out of letting your anger or any form of emotion taking control of your senses.
Yes, an absolute truth. Something I learned very painfully myself. So, I think we have discussed this law threadbare.
Correct.
Thank you for your time, Vinod.
Thank you.